When your hotel room has a spider on the bed, and you came with a big mission to interview Grant Cardone today on the Get Uncomfortable podcast show.
This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. It's time to get it done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Good morning, comfort killers all over the globe. I am so happy that you are here with me today. It is always the perfect time. It's always the perfect day. And if it's Thursday, it's Get Uncomfortable with Stacey A. Cross. I am. And guess what? There is no E in my name. Good morning, comfort killers. Hoping your day is as amazing as mine. We're all about killing comfort and figuring out more ways to get uncomfortable in life and business. Before we get into it, please, you might want to bookmark grantcardonetv.com/comfortkillers. That is grantcardonetv.com/comfortkillers. That's where you will be able to get the full episode. Okay, I'm not even going to give you a clip. I'm just telling you about the experience today, but the full episode of my interview with the Mega Man himself, Grant Cardone. And also, while you're online bookmarking things, please jump on thecomfortkillers.com/2017 2017 war plan altogether. 2017 war plan. If you are looking for a brighter, a much more fulfilled 2017, if you're looking to really attack your goals and targets and you don't know where to start, I developed and I created a war plan, which I use, and I break it down in quarters, quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, and quarter four, and I give you the no-nonsense flip on how to think about your 2017. But guess what? You have to start now. So visit thecomfortkillers.com/2017 war plan. Check that out. I've been feeding my ear with Grant Cardone's principles, books, and streams for maybe even over 2 years. But it's been roughly 2 years since I learned about him, okay? I love his no-nonsense talk about action, business, focus, and now his obsessions, right? His new book, Be Obsessed or Be Average, Boba, is flying off stockroom shelves. I looked it up just before I went, and Barnes & Noble's rated 5 out of 5. You got 5 out of 5 on Amazon. Tons of great reviews left there. Check out the book. Just jump on grantcardone.com/obsessed. Get it now. His 7th book included in his arsenal. Our household has the book and audiobook. And like I mentioned to him in the interview yesterday, I said, man, your audiobooks are fire. I love, please don't outsource that. Don't let anyone else read it. Cut it. I want you to continue reading the books. And he said, yeah, man, we tried to outsource it one time and it wasn't a good deal. So I'm happy to hear that because his audiobooks really capture the full scope. I know he's sitting there reading it, but he adds so much value in the audiobook. So get that. For me, it's all about growth for myself and my company, The Comfort Killers. My business partner, James Flanagan, came in at an early stage in development. Really, I mean, we own this company and we want to see it grow. We are always moving in life, looking for new people, resources, and targets. Grant Cardone, for me, was someone I respect in business, but he wasn't my target. It wasn't like, oh, in 9 months, I'm going to interview Grant Cardone. It was not like that. In fact, I just love the guy, man. I really breathed the 10X rule. It was one of those things that was a showstopper for me. Walking out the seminar on Valentine's Day, I kind of took the principles from that book and just created this company, really, action and activity and articles and videos, and you know that, okay? So upon releasing Boba, Grant Cardone put out an ad that he would love to do an interview about his book and will be on a mission to get the word out about Obsessed, you know, about not being average. A good friend of mine, actually, Rick Lawson, who is on the previous episode, the one before Grant Cardone, you can check it out in that bookmark that I just told you, grantcardonetv.com /comfortkillers. You could check the Rick Lawson interview out. He's a great guy, great fellow. And he actually, I guess he snapped me one day and said, Stace, you know, Grant Cardone is doing some interviews. Why don't you see if you want to do an interview? I was like, yeah, cool. You know, I'll definitely reach out to him. So I took action and emailed my mentor about doing an interview, but it wouldn't be a regular interview because he's saying yes to a lot of podcasts. He's saying yes to a lot of Skype videos, and people are really building up their arsenal with Grant Cardone's podcast. And I'm like, okay, great. That's great. But I don't want a regular podcast interview, you know. I want a face-to-face on his turf in Miami, in his offices. I want to breathe the air. I want to feel it. I want to do my thing, okay, you know. So that separates, I guess, you know, from what I know, it separates me from and what my company wants to do. Being that I do have a show on Grant Cardone TV, it would be the most fitting to go to Miami and interview him versus a podcast. Siobhan, my operations manager, booked travel for us to finish the deal, right? So here's what happened to us when we landed. How the universe provides lessons in everything. Even in a short trip like this, I learned a lot about what was and what could be, right? Siobhan booked a boutique hotel, a small apartment room kind of hotel, close to Grant's offices. We figure it would be nice to just be able to walk around the block the next day and go straight to the office in walking distance and grab some Starbucks and head right up and knock out this interview. When we got to the hotel, no one was there. It's one of the smaller ones. You know, I got a voicemail that says, hey, these are your codes, and you just go up to the room. If you have any problems, just give me a call. But it's about a 10-room hotel, maybe. So the codes were there to enter. We entered them and then entered in. It was cute, a modern European-style hotel, modern artwork and such. The room itself was cold, though, and it smelled a little, you know, like when you need to put that air, what is that, air, the water cool, what is that, Chef? The water vent, you know, it smelled like my basement, okay? So I don't want to use the word musty, but it smelled like sometimes when I need to put on that air, humidifier, right? The water. Okay, so but you guys know what I'm talking about when you put on the machine and it sucks the moisture out the air and then you, and by the end of the day you have like 4 gallons of water because it pulls so much out of there. Smell like that, probably because the water in the sink doesn't drain, okay, and evident by the fly, the little water fly that's dead on the towel in the bathroom. And guess what? The last straw, the spider running across the bed, like, you know, he owned the place. I learned a lot right then and there about settling. Settling for less than you dreamed of. Settling for second best. Settling for distance to his office. You know, you're settling for a job or anything we settle for. We usually settle for a lot of things and we don't even know it, right? You know, when you're in a hurry, you got to get somewhere. And then you settle to be the nice guy, to let someone go in front of you. I was watching a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode like 2 weeks ago. And this guy, man, he had an appointment. He let someone go in the elevator. She run in front of him. She goes to the doctor. She signs her name in first. Even though his appointment was earlier, they called her first. Settling, right? Siobhan and I grabbed a quick bite the same night at a great restaurant right around the corner. No troubles there. Food was great. But it was then that we made the decision to book another hotel. Now, this time 2 miles away, this time 2 times the amount of money that was already spent. Now, mind you, we don't even know if we're going to get back a refund for this one, but we knew we couldn't settle. All right, that was one thing that we were standing firm on. We made the decision and we went for it. Remember those four questions that I have, and the four questions I talk about on one of my episodes on Grant Cardone TV. Please bookmark Grant Cardone TV / Comfort Killers. I have tons of episodes, videos, and premium content on there. I'm just dishing out weekly for you guys. So yeah, we spent some money and got out of Dodge, called the Uber, get us out of here. We arrived at the new hotel and felt great instantly. It wasn't like a Ritz, right? It's not a Belvedere Ritz, but we felt great about the atmosphere and the people coming in and out doing business, right? With all these great things in life, again, I tell you, do not settle. Now back to Grant, back to obsessed. I happened to be in the room in the morning of the interview in his it's his office area where he holds his morning meetings, where all his employees come and stand around the room and give insight, provide scope, goals, targets, and results, right? So we were there, and of course we happened to just be a standby in that meeting. So I was like, all ears open. I'm going to learn as much as I can. It was intense in there. I loved watching as Grant Cardone spoke to his team about culture and his mission and the purpose of what they're doing, and told his employees never to forget that we're helping people, and our target is to help people. One thing that he did say that I brought up in the interview, again, the latest interview on GrantCardoneTV.com/ComfortKillers, is, you know, don't worry about the $1 million contract or the $300,000 deal. Like, you gotta be able to focus and handle problems even if it's a 99-cent book, which the customer didn't get. Like, you're in a hurry to serve, buddy. That's one of his policies. That's one of his mottos of his offices and his company, is we are in a hurry to serve. And it doesn't matter the depth or the width or the length of this thing. Like, if someone comes in and they have a problem, you handle that problem even if it's a 99-cent book or the scope of it is a $300,000 deal. So I love that. I love hearing that, because, you know, I believe in my world that you just never pass the buck, man. You take whatever it is and you solve it. You're there as the merchant to solve problems, and what you will do is not stop. You will follow through and follow up until that problem is resolved or the problem is turned into a solution itself. Because some people bring problems to you and it turns right around and be a solution. So I loved hearing that. See, companies are built, right? Culture is created and then enforced, reinforced. Every day, Grant is reinforcing culture and a mission to keep everyone aligned to this purpose of we serve, we're here to help. People need help and we are here. We are the middleman. We're here. And the product, of course, the end result. It was a beautiful experience for sure. Now, at that time, I was pumped. I'm ready for my interview with the man himself, man. Just seeing that, the hoorah, the camaraderie. I can never say that word, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Camaraderie. Here are some things I noticed about him. He is super focused and wastes no time. I mean, he doesn't manage a calendar. He controls time. Even when I had to set up the interview, it was intercepted with his executive assistant. Intercepted and then went through the whole calendar, and I was plugged in a place. He obviously really didn't even know. You know, he knows when he comes in the day of, hey, what's on my calendar, okay? Because he doesn't control his calendar. He doesn't manage his calendar. He doesn't manage time. He controls his time. So he's going to be there at that specific time, and that he was, okay? I've heard him mention this before, but now I see it in motion about this controlling of a time. I thought I was a maniac with time, but I am definitely not doing enough in terms of this, okay? Controlling is way better than managing in any aspect. How can we get uncomfortable, I ask? How can we use fear to grow, I ask? I've been pointing in this direction for a while. Of course I was nervous. Like, that's, you know, I had a friend call me, were you nervous? I'm like, I wasn't like, oh my God, I wasn't like that. But yeah, of course I was nervous because I was in a new place doing this new thing. We're going to feel new feelings. How to combat this? How do you break this? Okay, you have to be a Nike, man. You have to be like Nike when it comes to this. You just got to do it. All right. Planning doesn't really do any justice. If you plan for an interview, asking questions and he answering them, and then Grant, he'll just quickly break up the action and calls for a stack of checks made out to him that is on his desk. He plays no games. That's what happened to me yesterday, man. You know, you got your little stupid questions and, you know, he has a different mission, man. He wants to talk about this. Go grab me those checks. He comes in and he brings the checks. Now I'm staring at $100,000 checks, $89,000 checks, $21,000 checks, and $7,000 checks. And there's a lot of them. And he's transparent. And he tells me ideas don't feed kids and build businesses and do payroll. He wants me to focus on money and how to change the world with it. You want to teach millions to get uncomfortable? You need money for that. You want to sell products? You need money for that. This whole time, I've been sharing with you guys that if you don't have money, use other forms of currency. It will help you get started, right? You need to get your feet on the map. Other currencies that you can use, of course, is time, the hugest one of all. Crazy commodity, discipline, sacrifice, effort, and attitude. You have an infinite amount of all of them. Use them. You want to get started? Don't complain about not having money. Use those other forms of currency. But I am now on a different level with my company and business. Here is the analogy I created. A mom is pregnant for 9 months. I started this company 9 months ago. My baby, right? Got pregnant. I was pregnant with this company, with this idea, and I lived it and I had it for 9 months. A baby is born, right? My baby was born yesterday. They named their baby. Moms named their baby. You know, the parents named their baby. I named my baby a movement, the Comfort Killers. What now? Okay. What happens when a baby is born, right? The baby is hungry, crying, screaming for attention, and guess what? Wants to eat. Where's my money? Now that I take the Comfort Killers to the next level, people are going to be bouncing off my mailing list, right? The folks that are content consuming, they will not understand the cycle of a business and how money lines up with your mission and how you can help more, right? The mission is to help more, to expand. I want them to leave. If you leave, that's fine. I already had a couple people bouncing off my mailing list because they said I send out a blast too much. Why? So why not? It's a business. I gotta send out a blast, man. Some people that I'm even Grant Cardone, I'm on his mailing list, man. There must be like 4 or 5 emails that come every day. I respect it. I don't run away from it. I respect it. So that's where I'm at right now. Like, you gotta respect it. It's growth, baby. So they don't understand the cycle. That's okay because I can motivate them in under 140 characters on Twitter. This business is built off of content, premium content, which I will not retract. I give, and this giving mentality, we will grow. But the baby is hungry. So I just released a war plan for 2017. This is how I divide up my quarters again. I told you in the beginning, with my targets, right? health, wealth, relationships, education, skill. What am I going to do in 2017? What skills do I want to attach? What skills do I want to add? My education, what do I want to bring in? Do I need to, you know, do I need to focus on real estate? What am I going to bring in? This language I want to learn. My relationships, who do I want to meet? Who do I want to interview? Who do I want in my circle? Who do I want to have as a coach and a mentor? Who do I want to have as a guide? Where do I want to be? Okay. My health, what do I want to do? How much weight do I want to lose? What am I going to eat? Okay. You know, what activities am I going to bring up? Wealth, where do I want to see my business? Where do I want to see my growth in my bank account, right? The measurables. Okay. You know, and then I got legacy. I got spirituality. Where do I want to be on my spiritual plane, man? Okay, where do I want to be leaving a legacy? What book do I need to write? How many people do I need to touch? How many people do I need to help? Man, you have got to get this war plan, because it's these five categories: education, skill, spirituality, legacy. That's two right there. Then you have health, wealth, right, and relationships, man. That's five categories that you break into quarters, eatable size, bite size. You throw them in your mouth and swallow them, man. That's it. For $19.99, you could get this war plan right now. It is available. Just head over to thecomfortkillers.com/2017war plan. thecomfortkillers.com/2017war plan. Again, that's thecomfortkillers.com/2017war plan. We are playing no games for 2017. And the beauty of it all is that 2017 doesn't start in 2017 on January 1st. It starts right now. I love you guys. Enjoy your day. Go out there and freaking kill comfort, man. Remain uncomfortable. Stay uncomfortable. Feel the fear and go anyway. That's how we got to do it, man. That's how we got to do it. That's how we got to live our life. I appreciate you. Of course, the three C's of change. If you're looking to change, if you jumped on this podcast and you're like, who am I? I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. I started this company out of thin air, it seems like, to you. But no, it was hard work. It was dedication, persistent. It was grit. It was hustle. It was grind. I hate the word hustle, but I used it anyway because I hustled, man. Okay? We put a lot of work into motion, a lot of action, a lot of activity, man. The universe will give you anything in direct proportion of what you put in, right? So my intent was to give, to keep giving, to keep knocking at doors, to keep opening up windows, to walk through walls. You know, I became transparent. I opened up my community. I opened up my doors to how I was living. Okay, when things hurt, I didn't complain. I didn't blame. I just wanted action. I wanted business, and I wanted love, and I wanted life, and I got it, baby. You got to get up and you got to live it. I don't sleep a lot anymore. I got up and I started doing my thing. That's how I built this company off of sweat equity. I talk about those two words a lot. If you do not have me on Snapchat, please do so now at your earliest convenience. My name on Snapchat, the handlebar is Stacey A. Cross, baby. Stacey A. Cross on Twitter as well. Stacey A. Cross on LinkedIn, on Medium too. I write a lot of articles on Medium. I kind of love Medium, man. I love how that thing looks over there. So if you're on Medium and you want to read some articles maybe to inspire you, but I'm the type that says I'm glad success is hard. I'm the type that says, you know, you can't sacrifice, you can't complain and start sacrificing. I'm the type that says, man, you got to be all in. I'm the type that says you could turn anything into a positive thing. I'm the one that says think positive, stop being negative, and go out there and handle your dreams, man. Hold the earth by its nuts and do something great. All right, I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name.